Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out on a Thursday morning. I mentioned that the temperature is going to be a little bit lower today, which is nice. It's been muggy the last few days. And our good buddy Rusty Manziel, who's going to join us at 8 o'clock, he's on his way in the car listening. He reminded me that it's 49 days, not 59.
Yeah, he's
49 straight days of football on TV. I apologize. I'm just excited.
Rusty's kind of turning into like Zeno Light. Where he texts us every time he hears something.
Don't you do my man Rusty like that. Rusty's, dude, and I know he's probably listening. I'm going to say this anyway. I don't know that there's anybody at this station I'd rather just sit and have a beer with and talk football.
Oh, no, absolutely
he
not.
He's Rusty's like one of those guys that probably has like really cool nicknames for beer.
If you know how Steak always
cold
like.
Cold units and tall boys and I don't know.
You know how Steak's always like. If you're going to dinner, who's the four people that you take? Like, who are the people you're taking with you? And let's be like. Like if like me, imagine this: me, you, Rusty, and Arch, Dave Archer, sitting in a bar watching college football all day long.
Yeah.
Like I can't. You know, I don't know. Sometimes a high top kind of hurts my back these days. I'm getting old. Maybe I have to get a booth or something.
Jesus.
But I'm just saying, you know, have you know, get some wings and maybe pull up like a Twin Peaks or something, and just eat all day. Like they have that. They have, what are they, it's the cheese, like the cheese ball things are so good. Anyways, you think Rusty's bringing us Bojangle biscuits?
Another one of those, there's a lot of branches on that tree. Maybe he's not. Maybe we could throw a last minute order in there.
Yeah, I
do. You know what I mean?
He's probably like, I already got the order in.
Those Bo-berry biscuits. Yeah, Rusty, hook that up on your way in, man. I know that. I know there's a few of those between here and Rome, so get that hooked up.
Anyways.
Yeah, anyways. I don't know where the beer thing came from. I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like Rusty's got good nicknames for beer. I just knowing Rusty, he's like one of those guys that's going to be like, hey, while you're up, bring me one of those silver Snickers out of the fridge.
What do you think?
Like,
Rusty definitely looks like he calls certain beers Old Milwaukee. Hey, bring me Old Milwaukee.
What kind of beer?
No matter what it is.
Well, it's a good point, actually. What kind of beer do you think Rusty drinks? Like, I bet you back in the day.
He strikes me as a Yingling kind of guy.
See, I bet you back in the day he had a Bud Heavy and like a Marlboro Light
doubt.
Hanging out of his mouth.
Well, I don't
but
know that.
But at this point, Rusty's probably like, boys. Watch him await. He's like,
no doubt.
He's got a.
It's probably Mick Ultra.
Yes, exactly a Mick Ultra. Yeah. I guarantee you, he's drinking Mick Ultra these days.
I agree with the Mick Ultra back in the day. I feel like back in the day, he might have been a Miller High Life type of dude.
Yeah, I could see might that or a banquet guy. Beer. I could see him as a banquet beer kind of guy. Anyways, man, we got a lot of Falcons stuff to get to. We are keeping track of the Atlanta Falcons showdown with the Buffalo Bills. Hey, before we get there, I want to remind you guys our wall-to-wall coverage of this Monday's Falcons-Bills game starts at 11 a.m. with a special broadcast from the Signia by Hilton Hotel. Dukes and Bell will be joined by Randy McMichael from Nest on 4, the Signia Sports Bar overlooking Mercedes-Benz Stadium as they break down Monday night's matchup. Come out, get your tailgate started early with Dukes and Bell and Randy McMichael Monday from 11 to 3 at the Signia by Hilton on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, so I want to get this cut. We've been talking really all week because the Falcons are coming off a bye week about kind of what changes we want to see, what differences we might want to see, how, you know, the Falcons' offense and defense can keep up the high bar that they've set in certain games this year, aside from the Carolina game, obviously, for the offense. Raheem Morris, look, he laid out kind of what improvements he wants to see after the self-scout.
From a stat standpoint, you're pretty ecstatic about where you are in a lot of categories. And the categories you want to improve, obviously, are the main ones for us on offense is scoring touchdowns. you know, if we can improve that, we'll have a really good offense, right? We got all these yardage things and all the stuff that don't matter. We got a lot of things that you have from the field position standpoint that helps out the defensive stats, which all those things are working out really well. And then some of our coverage things on obviously in special teams, we want to do better. And I think those things will come, you know, having the ability to be able to get back and see some of the returns from Agnew and some of the guys that's coming back.
I think that red zone will continue to be a point of emphasis for this team. And this, and I've been hard on Zach Robinson today and really on Raheem Morris's words, but I'm gonna side with Zach Robinson and Raheem on one thing offensively. The problems in the red zone date back way before they got here. This was also an Arthur Smith issue when it came to the red zone. Now, the beautiful part for Arthur Smith is he was willing to run Desmond Ridder when they got into the tight red. When they got to the 10-yard line, he was like, okay, it's time for zone read and let's run the quarterback. You don't see us doing that. It's one of the reasons I've been calling for it. Hey, one carry a game for Michael Penix. Just when you get in the red zone, allow him to pull it, kind of get out in the exterior, give him a run pass option, much in the way you did. And maybe that was part of the play design, the touchdown to Kyle Pitts. He does what? He does a zone read, a fake handoff. He does a half roll. He immediately hits Kyle Pitts in the flat on that little, you know, mini bootleg, which was a nice play design. But the way your offense and your offensive line are kind of put together, you're going to struggle in tight areas of the field where it could be, you know, obvious rundowns and things like that. Chris Lindstrom's all pro. He weighs 305. He's not going to be pushing Derek Brown off the ball.
Well, I had that conversation with the real Mark Zeno the other day. Like, we were talking about he was going up the Flowery Branch, and he was talking about, you know, what we were discussing, what maybe was emphasis in the bye week about the self-scout. And I was like, look, I think it's hard to get a real sample size after four games. If there's anything I can tell you that they absolutely need to be better on, it is third and short. And he's like, I'm a pistol. And I go, well, hold on a second. It's not – I would much rather them be under center for third and shorts, although when you only do it so many times, it probably a little bit of a giveaway you're running the football. But, I you know, on third and one or less, can we not – try to push the middle of a pile, depending on the defensive alignment, to get, you know, Michael Penix to reach cross. But the reality is, you go ahead to the third and short, because this team's been good so far this year. The Falcons have been way better this year on third downs than they have in the past. They're 41%, oh, right at 42%, which is 10th in the league on third down conversion so far. But third and short still struggles. The play against Washington, where you go for it, and I believe it was fourth and short, right? And you're blown up. The left side of the line gets blown up.
I think both sides of the line got blown up, if my memory is correct.
You lose, though, on that left side where the ball went, because Dan Quinn, he guessed right that they were running the left side. And you pointed out to me, overloaded it.
Yep.
There's nothing you can – that's not because you ran out of pistol. That's because – you got beat up front, and they blew it up, and your leverage was bad, and they overloaded you. I think you're absolutely onto something. Like, you're not built for those short downs. So if anything, yeah, I do need Zach. We talked about earlier, Zach Robinson being more creative. Be more creative in the short yardage situations and those instances. I don't need you to run it every time. I'm fine with you having a high percentage throw.
Yeah. No, I I'm with you on that, actually. And look, I've said it all along, guys. The pistol is not the main problem. It's how we're utilizing pistol and the predictability when we're in pistol that becomes a little bit of an issue. We can run pistol and be less predictable. We were pointing out, you know, watching last year's tape this morning. We're watching the Jets against the Bills last year and looking at Joe Fulbrick's scheme. And you look at the Bills and some of the pre-snap motions they have. Guess what? Aaron Rodgers in the pistol. Josh Allen's been in the pistol. It's all about what we're doing around the pistol. You know, that kind of bleeds back into it. And here's what I'll say about the short yardage thing. I do think that there are certain people, and I'm going to put Tyler Allgeier in this category, that are more comfortable attacking the line of scrimmage when the quarterback is under center. So if we're going to use Tyler Allgeier and it's going to be third and half a yard and you're just putting it out on the table that you're going to run the ball, then sure, go under. But do you trust your offensive line that much to get enough push to say, all right, we're just going to tell them we're running the football? If you don't, if you think your offensive line can be had, remember, our best run blocker is out for the year. If you don't trust your offensive line that way, then you have to continue to at least make them guess in some way when you get under.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Center. I need Charlie Warner carrying the football.
Ooh.
In short yard situations. And I don't need it every down. But, man, I mean, the we've seen the fullback dive with Bijan and Algier, and Algier is the fullback, and then giving it to him.
Yeah.
Give me the fullback dive with Bijan and Warner in there, or Algier and Warner in there, because you think Warner's going to get the ball as a lead blocker with Algier behind him? No, that's not what your thought process is.
No.
Or – I don't know how this play would develop, but could you even do something where you – this sounds crazy, but play action to Warner as that fullback dive and then have Penix just tuck in behind him.
Yeah.
And dive ahead in a short yard situation. Get creative with it. I don't know if that would work. Hell, I'm not a play caller, but figure it out.
Let me play devil's advocate from Zach Robinson's standpoint. All right, Charlie Warner's – I don't know this to be sure, but I'm going to guess this to be sure. He's probably never taken a handoff in his life.
Practice it.
Okay. All right. Here's the problem.
I sounded like a fan.
I was going to say. Here's the problem.
Work on it.
Huh? This is what's going to happen. If you get into a big part of the game, let's just say it's fourth and one, third and one, whatever it is. It's a massive, like, you're like, man, we really need this. We need to stay on the field. We need our defense to get a rest. We need to be able to put points on the board. And you hand it off to Charlie Warner, and it looks awkward, and he doesn't look like he's ever taken a snap in his life. What do you think the reaction is when he doesn't pick up the first down?
Well, you're going to let a guy carry the ball that's never carried a ball in his life off the most important play of the game or possibly of the season?
Okay.
That's the reaction.
But here's the deal.
That's the reaction.
Here's the deal. What? Okay, well, let's just say, hold on, same situation, and I do the we've seen it a couple of they did it and it worked. I think they actually did it this year and it didn't work, where I let Algier be the lead blocker out there and I pitch it to Bijan and it gets bottled up in the backfield. Oh, we've seen that before. Why can't you be creative? You know, you never create. It's the same play. I knew it was coming. We all knew it was coming. What's the deal? What's the difference?
The difference to me is, at least if you're handing it off to Bijan, you're handing it off to the best player on your football team, possibly in the NFL. I think I could live with that one.
I'm telling you, it does. No, there is no difference. I'm going to argue with you here. There is no difference. Because
there is a difference.
There isn't. Because, you know, the fan is going to be, you know, the loud noise, the sports. Most sports talk guys, you know, I can name a couple of them that I've worked with, and the fan they're not going to care. They're going to throw it out that you failed, and either way, they didn't like the call. It's either stupid because you're creative, or it's stupid and predictable because you weren't. Okay, the situation is if it works, we care and we're happy, and if it doesn't work, we hate you, and we care, and we're mad.
Well,
it doesn't matter who got the ball, when, or where. It's just if it works or it doesn't.
I agree with that to an extent. I will say this to kind of finish up the conversation. Charlie Warner needs to catch a ball while he is lined up in the backfield. That is something that I think has got to be a part of the self-scout and bye week. If you're going to line him up in the backfield in pass protection on third and long, you've got to be able to run like a middle screen to him up the middle and kind of slip him out of the backfield and actually catch a ball, especially when they go double A gap mugs with the linebackers. So.
And look, I'm not trying to be simplistic, but the bottom line is that all people care about is if it worked or it didn't.
And they're going to complain no matter what.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily talking about the complainers. I'm just saying what I'd feel more comfortable with him doing, and I'd feel more comfortable with him handing it off to Tyler Allgeier than Charlie Warner. Whatever you have to do, maybe they fake a handoff to Charlie Warner and do something else. I don't know, but that's I think I would have a hard time sleeping if we got on Monday Night Football in a big situation in the game. Charlie Warner tries to take a handoff. He can't attack the line of scrimmage. He gets stuffed in the back. I would feel sick about that.
I understand it. It's a gamble. You got to have different wrinkles. If we can't sit here and scream creativity and not find let him allow him to be creative, I get what you're saying. I don't disagree. The difference is, what if it works? Yeah. And when it works, boy, it's a love fest. Yeah. For how great of a decision it was, and creativity and wrinkle and all that stuff.
A reminder, this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. When we come back, we're going to talk about the NFL. There is a former Georgia Bulldog expected to make his season debut tonight. We're also going to dive further into this Joe Flacco starting for the Cincinnati Bengals this weekend. Stick with us. The Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.